Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where everyone appears to be transfixed by the ongoing funeral services for Tyre Nichols. And those services include some words from the Vice President of the United States. Kamala Harris was there, Al Sharpton, a featured speaker, and giving a memorable and fiery speech, which is incredibly focused on the travesty of five black cops being involved with a potential murder. I say potential murder because they're charged with second-degree murder. They haven't been convicted yet. There's also an example of the other side of policing, heroic policing, life-saving policing, courageous policing, not in Memphis. Actually, it's in Omaha, Nebraska. We will get to that story. We'll also be speaking to nationally syndicated columnist E.J. Dionne about his plan and his push to make voting mandatory. Basically, why shouldn't we be like Australia, where 98% of the people vote? They vote because they get in trouble and you pay some money if you don't vote. So is that a good plan for the United States to get people less focused on building up turnout? We'll talk to EJ about that. We'll also speak to a scholar from the American Enterprise Institute about the dual promise of the American dream and why it is worth defending. There's also the second official announcement being announced. The announcement hasn't been made yet, but it's now scheduled for February 15th for the second Republican running for president of the United States to join Donald Trump in this race. And unlike John Bolton, who hasn't actually done an official announcement, he just mentioned that he is planning to run. This is somebody with campaign funds who has raised several million dollars already and could be a serious contender. And no, it is not Ron DeSantis, not yet, at least. 1-800-955-1776 is the phone number. The FBI just searched another Joe Biden residence, his beach house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And what'd they find? We will tell you about that as well coming up on the Medved Show. Okay, first off, the one thing, and maybe to start with some good news and something that is a little bit more positive than all the horror that is being recalled with Tyre Nichols being memorialized. There was an incident today that could have been a terrible incident. I mean, one of those other mass shootings that is pointless. We still have no idea, because it just happened, who the white individual was. And yes, he was white in Omaha, Nebraska, went into a store at the Target store, and he began firing. He had an AR-15 style rifle, and police responded immediately, and the officers went in. Well, here is the way a police spokesperson in Omaha described what happened. Listen, clip one.
At 11:59, calls started coming into our 911 center about an active shooter within Target, 178th and Center. That initiated a heavy local, federal, and state response. You saw the police officers here. Everybody in the city responded to this call if they were able to. The first arriving officers went into the building, confronted the suspect, and shot him dead. The suspect is a white male. I'm going to estimate that he's in his 30s. He had an AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest, with shell casings, that he entered the target and was firing rounds. It's unknown at this time if he was firing at anybody. We did a search for any victims, customers, workers, because there were some people hiding in there. We could not find anybody that has been hurt. We did a second sweep just to really ensure it, and we're in the process of a third. At this point in time, we don't have any workers or customers or any civilians in this matter hurt, other than the suspect, who is dead by gunshot through Omaha police. We did receive, I know at this point, at least 29 911 calls for the active shooter response.
Okay, this is police work as it is supposed to be, and it's extraordinary. There's a shooter in there in Targa. We'll find out more about him. But with all of the mass shootings that have been so bloody, where people have taken lives, what this shows is the police responding immediately, responding fearlessly, and doing a job. The suspect, they have now revealed, had 13 loaded magazines. So he had plenty of ammunition and could have taken plenty of lives, but apparently nobody injured. They also praised the police, the Target employees, who recently underwent active shooter training and used that training to assist in getting shoppers out of harm's way and making sure that people weren't available to this particular shooter. Okay, Kamala Harris in Memphis, Tennessee. She was not the featured speaker. That's Al Sharpton. And he gave some incredible lines and powerful lines. He said, attacking the police officers, the six of them now, but five of them are black police officers. He attacked them in particular for disgracing the memory of Martin Luther King, who died in Memphis, who was assassinated in Memphis. And what Sharpton said, among other things, is, "You don't fight crime by becoming criminals yourself. That's not police, that's punks." And that's basically, I think, the emotions of the audience, is that, yes, there are demands for reform. There's a Washington Post editorial today calling for police reform. But hard to understand what reforms in particular would have blocked this horrible and senseless killing. Here is what Vice President Harris said. She was recognized. She rose to her feet, hugged the mother of Tyre Nichols, and then she was invited up to the podium in an impromptu fashion and had this to say, 15A.
Mothers around the world, when their babies are born, pray to God when they hold that child that that body and that life will be safe for the rest of his life. Yet we have a mother and a father who mourn the life of a young man who should be here today. They have a grandson who now does not have a father. His brothers and sister will lose the love of growing old with their baby brother. And when we look at this situation, this is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
That's Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. We'll play some more from her remarks today. We'll also be speaking to E.J. Dionne about a new drive. And it's a big drive, significant drive in the state of Washington right now with the legislature in session to make voting mandatory. How would that work exactly? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, the amazing thing is that virtually all of the cable networks are broadcasting live streaming the funeral of Tyre Nichols. And Vice President of the United States Kamala Harris traveled down to the site of the funeral, and she gave impassioned remarks, of course, on this sad occasion. And part of the reason it is made so sad is because there was the opportunity for millions of Americans, possibly even a majority of Americans, to look at some of the video that was provided, and video not just from the body cameras of the officers. And what's amazing is that there's even at least two officers where they turned on their body cameras. They did what they were supposed to do. And to then, when you know you are being photographed and there's every chance that you're going to be photographed, how you could proceed with the astonishing brutality that those officers showed, it's appalling. And here is the conclusion of Vice President Harris and her quick and seemingly impromptu but impassioned words at the funeral for Tyre Nichols. Clip 15B.
And when I think about the courage and the strength of this family, I think it demands that we speak truth. And with this, I will say, this violent act was not in pursuit of public safety. It was not in the interest of keeping the public safe, because one must ask, was not it in the interest of keeping the public safe that Tyre Nichols would be with us here today? Was he not also entitled to the right to be safe? So when we talk about public safety, let us understand what it means in its truest form. Tyre Nichols should have been safe. So I'll just close by saying this. I was, as a senator, as a United States senator, a co-author of the original George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. And as Vice President of the United States, we demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it. And we should not delay, and we will not be denied. It is non-negotiable.
Okay, this whole idea of non-negotiable, is this a new thing from the White House? This is the day that President Biden is supposed to be meeting with Speaker McCarthy to try to work something out so the economy doesn't get wrecked with the raising the debt ceiling, so that we're not going to have a default of the United States, which will be damaging in a profound way. It will be also very damaging to Republican prospects. We'll be talking about that. The lead editorial from the Washington Post editorial board that they all signed says what Kamala Harris is saying is Congress can honor Tyre Nichols with bipartisan police reform. They're talking about going back and having the Senate pass the George Floyd Police Reform Act. It was already passed by the House. Now the Senate would have to sign it. They say in their editorial in the Washington Post, while there's no perfect solution to stop police brutality, the federal government could take several steps to deter misconduct and hold officers accountable without undercutting the ability of law enforcement to get bad guys off the street. The officers charged with killing Mr. Nichols did not put him in a chokehold, but the move is still unnecessary and should be banned as a tool for subduing suspects. And then they talk about other aspects of the George Floyd bill. The point is, when you talk about accountability, these officers were held immediately accountable. And the justice system worked, and it worked efficiently, and it's still working. They are charged with second-degree murder. They've all been fired, and fired quickly, and it seems to me appropriately. So the point that they, in their editorial in favor of the George Floyd Police Reform Act, Ben Crump, an attorney for the Nichols family who also represented Floyd's family, is pushing to enact the George Floyd Act. Shame on us if we don't, he says. We too, this is the Washington Post editorial board, would love to see broad federal legislation that modifies the qualified immunity doctrine, which was largely invented by the Supreme Court and often blocks lawsuits for flagrantly unconstitutional abuses. But this and other elements of the George Floyd Act are unlikely to pass in the Republican-controlled House. Well, yeah, that's true. So then they make the point that they should get together with Tim Scott. Tim Scott, who has been the lead GOP negotiator on police reform, delivered an embittered floor speech on Monday night that blamed Democrats for failing to scale back their ambitions and accept incremental policing legislation that more members of his party would support. He called for more grants to fund training for officers on their duty to intervene and increased funding for recruiting new officers. We need the best wearing the badge, Mr. Scott said. We should have simple legislation that we can agree upon. Democrats would rightly press for more than that, but they should still treat this as an invitation to talk. That's right. No, Vice President Harris, it's not non-negotiable. When you have both sides who want basic police reform and both sides who are trying to do something in response to this horror, why would you take the position that it's non-negotiable? Fortunately, in addition to the Washington Post reaction, there's an op-ed today by the great Jason Riley, in my opinion, certainly one of the most important black conservatives in America. And he points out that fatal encounters between police officers and civilians, including black civilians, are exceedingly rare in America. Even though annual contacts between police and the public number more than 60 million. In recent years, these incidents have gained more attention because of social media. But that doesn't mean they're happening more often. In a 2021 report published by the Manhattan Institute, the political scientist Eric Kaufman noted that police killings of African Americans declined by 60-80%. From the late 1960s to the early 2000s, and have remained at this level ever since. A study published in the Journal of Trauma and Acute Surgery in 2018 looked at more than a million service calls to police departments in Arizona, Louisiana, and North Carolina, and found that officers used physical force in the course of arrests less than 1% of the time. There are other statistics that show you just how much progress has been made in this regard. And what about progress in voting participation? We'll talk about that with E.J. Dionne coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. FBI agents found no classified documents at President Biden's beach house today. That's the word from the president's personal attorney, who adds agents did remove some documents dealing with Biden's time as vice president. The president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meet this afternoon to talk about raising the debt ceiling and or cutting spending. The Biden administration is proposing new rules to limit excessive fees for paying your credit card bill late. The plan would cap so-called junk fees at $8 from the current average of about $30. ICE is again making life miserable across the Mid-South and blowing up airline schedules all across the USA. More than three-quarters of all flights bound for Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Love Field in Dallas have been canceled or delayed, this according to the website FlightAware. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, there has been a great deal of concern, particularly on the part of the Democratic Party, but it's actually a national concern. And I do think that most Americans would like to see more people vote. Our politics can only be improved by getting greater participation and a more informed electorate and more people who actually bother to take a position on who should be leading the country. The last major race for which we have exact data came in 2016 when we had a presidential race. Remember, very close race between Hillary Clinton and Donald J. Trump. And 60.1% of Americans voted, eligible Americans, in that presidential race. It was a high turnout by American standards. But that still means that you have more people who are not voting than voted for either Clinton or Trump. And that compares to in Australia, where they have mandatory voting. All of the Australians need to show up, need to participate. They can vote for none of the above if they want, but they have to vote. And they got 91.9%, 92% who are voting in Australia. There's been discussion about this in a number of states. In the Washington legislature, there are proposals afoot to try to make voting mandatory here in the state of Washington, or what? In Australia, I believe, they actually have a fine that you are asked to pay. And it's not a crushing fine. I mean, it's not thousands of dollars or even hundreds, but it's enough so that you feel it. And they also treat Election Day as a holiday. And given the fact that there are such a high percentage of Americans now, and in the state of Washington, it's virtually universal, who vote by mail, it's hard to say that this would be oppressive to people if you required voting and required people to go ahead and put put their ballots in the mail. The book by E.J. Dionne that he wrote with Miles Rappaport is called 100% Democracy, The Case for Universal Voting. And it came out last year. It's particularly appropriate because there wasn't a particularly big turnout for the elections of 2022. That may have to do with the fact that, frankly, there weren't a lot of inspiring or even particularly motivating candidates who were prominent on the ballot. But E.J., I welcome to E.J. Dionne. I was just mentioning your book, 100% Democracy, The Case for Universal Voting Hardcover. I haven't had a chance to read the book yet, but it came out in March of last year. But right now this is a hot property because in the state of Washington, where we already have mail-in ballots for everybody, there is talk in the legislative session of trying to go for that 100% participation. What would be the key change, EJ, that you believe could lead to 100% democracy?
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you, and it's very good to have you on. And could I sort of do one thing first for your audience on this, which I think might interest them in particular? Those of them who know me know that I am your liberal friend who loves to talk politics with you. And I think one of the important sort of things about this idea, something that should be shoved aside, is that this idea is designed as a partisan trick to rig elections for Democrats. My friend Miles and I are unabashed progressives in our views, but we make very clear in the book that the purpose of this is to have as close to 100% democracy as we can get. And that, yes, this idea, if you look at groups underrepresented in the electorate, they certainly include young people who tend to be more progressive. To some degree, the underrepresented include ethnic minorities. This would be a blow against voter suppression. But one of the big underrepresented groups in the electorate are white voters who didn't graduate from college, who are about a 2-to-1 Republican group. And so I just can't resist right at the beginning wanting to make clear to, you know, there are probably plenty of skeptical conservatives out in your audience about what this would lead to. One of the things it would not lead to is stacking the electorate in favor of the Democrats. In fact, when this idea was adopted in Australia 100 years ago, it was conservatives who actually pushed for it because they were worried that a rising labor movement would push their politics to the left, and the left went along with it. The Labor Party in Australia, the center-left party, went along with it because they thought it would be civically good. And in Australia, you have these very, very high turnouts. And so I think the idea is, can we stop arguing about election fraud and voter suppression, and do you have this or that kind of voting? And let's just say that voting is a right, and the best way to underscore that right is to declare it a duty, just as we declare a jury duty, literally in its name, a duty. We all have an obligation to answer that summons, and I think we all have an obligation to answer the summons to democracy.
Okay, what is the key element that allows this Australian system to work, where they get up to above 90% of the people to vote? They pay a fine if they don't vote, don't they?
Yeah, they pay. It's very interesting the way it works in Australia. In their system, first of all, they make it very easy to register Everybody's got to register, but everybody, but the government makes it very easy to register. They also make it very easy for people to vote. They hold elections on Saturdays. I wouldn't necessarily support that. That raises religious issues for some people, some groups, especially Jews, although I do think Election Day should be a holiday. I really appreciate Washington State's law sending everybody a ballot, which helps you get the very high turnout you already have. But what they've done with that, what compulsory voting has done, and I don't like to use compulsory voting because everybody is free to cast a blank ballot. You could write in Michael Medved. You could draw, you know, pictures on the ballot. You can do whatever you want with the ballot. You just have to participate. But what it's done over 100 years is create a civic culture in Australia where everybody knows when the election day is coming, and everyone knows that they're expected to vote. And most people who don't vote don't actually have to pay the fine. If you don't vote in Australia, you get a little notice, you get a second one, you get a third one. If you don't respond, you're fined $15. It's not a, you know, it's not a criminal penalty. We certainly, in our book, we very explicitly say this should never be a criminal penalty. But if you give any sort of excuse for not voting, like I was sick that day, they waive the fine. So the result is only about 13% of the people who don't vote actually end up paying a fine. And that's the point of all this. It's a nudge, not a shove. And it's designed to declare that voting is a civic duty. We actually did some polling for our book, and we haven't persuaded a majority yet by any means to endorse our idea. But Republicans and Democrats equally, 61% of both groups, said that voting is both a right and a duty. And we think it is useful to underscore that in a democracy, voting rights have to be protected, but that we should treasure voting as a duty that we should carry out.
A.J. Dionne, the name of his book, 100% Democracy, The Case for Universal Voting. It's made available back in last year. We'll talk coming up about the debt ceiling crisis and what it means and how to resolve it. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, the statistics in the state of Washington are fascinating. Jeremy just provided them. And in Washington State, 90% of eligible voters are registered. That was the case ahead of the 2020 election. And in the 2020 election, registered voter turnout topped 84% in that presidential year. Now, that's partially, I was just talking with DJ Dion off the air, the nationally syndicated columnist for the Washington Post, and his column is read all over the country by people not just who share his progressive point of view, but by thoughtful Americans of all stripes. In any event, the Republicans now in Olympia, the state capital here, have described the idea of some kind of fine. It's actually a participation tax or a non-participation tax, having that $15, and it would be about that, imposed on people, that it should be un-American. The chief sponsors of the bill in Olympia have won no Republicans yet to back their proposal. Says State Senator Jeff Wilson, the ranking Republican on the Senate State Government and Elections Committee, said, to me, this is an unconstitutional, un-American distraction. That panel will be the first to scrutinize the proposal. Wilson said he foresees legal trouble in compelling people to speak through their vote. E.J. Dionne has written a book called 100% Democracy, which is about the idea of obligatory voting. It's co-authored with Miles Rappaport, and they argue that universal participation in our elections should be a cornerstone of our system. What do you say to the idea that this is un-American, E.J.?
Well, it's not on, if you go back through our history, there were state constitutions, including in my native state of Massachusetts, that authorized compulsory voting. And so we have had the proposals for this around for a while on the, and we require people to serve on juries. It was a great victory of the civil rights movement to tear down the barriers, the racial discriminatory barriers to jury duty. And that meant that black Americans, like white Americans, were being compelled to serve on juries. And we support the idea that everyone in principle is, you know, has to report or, you know, declare a willingness to serve on a jury, because that is the way to guarantee, guarantee is always a bad word, but it is more likely to guarantee a fair trial. If everyone is, you know, eligible, is required to serve on juries. So, if this is un-American, jury duty is un-American. On the constitutional idea, in our book, we have a whole chapter on this question, and we had a great group of lawyers working with us on this. And while I would never predict what the Supreme Court, particularly the current Supreme Court, would do about anything, if you look at the precedents, compelled speech would be unconstitutional. And this idea, it's very clear that no one would have to vote for any candidate. They simply have to cast a ballot. In our model system, we would have a none of the above option on every race to make very clear no one is being compelled to speak. They are being compelled to participate. And the Supreme Court law is very clear that people in the public interest can be asked to do certain civic things. Parents are required to educate their kids to age 16, either you know, in school or through you know, approved homeschooling programs in some states. So we don't think it's un-American. We think a civic duty is very American. And we think also, by the way, that this would probably, if it changed the electorate, it would probably produce a somewhat less ideological electorate at both ends, because obviously we know people who are more ideological on the left and the right tend to vote more. And I think it would also produce campaigns that were at least a little bit less nasty, because you wouldn't, and I'm sorry that we didn't connect at the time we were supposed to because of an area code error. But I think you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, that if politicians know everybody is going to vote, or virtually everybody is going to vote, then they don't have an interest in running down the other candidate to suppress the other side's vote. You don't have enraged to engage to push up your own vote. So we think this would improve the quality of campaigns. Again, we don't think this is a magic elixir. We're not selling, you know, we're not like those 19th century salesmen, but we do think it would make things better. And that's, I think, what you hope for in some kind of legislation.
Okay, one of the things, and this takes us to another issue, is right now we have seen in recent elections how closely divided everything is. There's no party that is clearly a majority party. And you make this point in your column from a week ago that for years the Republican Party, between Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt, was the dominant party. It controlled Congress most of the time, controlled the presidency almost all the time in that period, except for Grover Cleveland and Woodrow Wilson. And then the Democrats controlled from the time of Franklin Roosevelt until really the time of President Reagan. And there were 40 years where the Democrats controlled the House of Representatives. Now, you seem to suggest that this indicates American politics is stuck and that it would be a good thing for President Biden, in your opinion, and you say this is a supporter of President Biden, to help build the Democratic Party into a real majority party. How would the idea of universal voting by law, how would that help that idea of getting the American electorate away from this idea of stuck, where everything is so closely divided?
Well, two things I want to say. One is there's just a great political science term, which I think you know, that for a long period of time we had a sun party and a moon party, and the Republicans were the, you know, the one kind of reflecting off the other, and we did have that long period of Republican dominance followed by that long period of Democratic dominance. Our idea would not change that one way or the other. That's going to have to happen with people being persuaded. We do not propose this idea in order to have a substantive effect on sort of the ideological or partisan results of an American election. We think that a democracy based on the participation of as close to all Americans as we could get would be a better democracy, a more stable democracy. We would at least stop contesting the mechanisms we use to elect a government. To have one party become dominant for a period of time will depend on how they govern. Now, I think, but from my own political point of view, I think that Biden has had, even though his own approval rating is so-so at best, I think he's had a positive effect on that in showing that, you know, when you give Democrats a majority, they can govern and do certain things that, in some cases, Republicans themselves supported. I think it was really important that the infrastructure bill passed with Republican votes, and that the Tech and Science Act, the new investments in technology, passed with Republican and Democratic votes. And
but we will see, obviously.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, we will see, obviously, when President Biden stands for re-election, which it looks increasingly likely that he will. Do you share that conception, EJ, that that Biden is likely to announce his candidacy sometime after the State of the Union?
You know, I've been in a minority that probably will be proven wrong. I had felt that President Biden might decide to step down and say, I have accomplished what I set out to accomplish, which was to defeat Trumpism and to kind of push us toward a somewhat less confrontational politics and toward getting certain things done in government, and that at his age he would step down. I am more of the view that I was wrong about that and that he will run. And I think what you're seeing, what I've run into among a lot of Democrats...
We're just about out of time, and especially we have coming up another official candidate. Who will tell you in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.